From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The president-elect says he wants to bring people together. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump took a break from his transition work Thursday to speak at a rally in Cincinnati, Ohio, where several thousand supporters cheered as if the election campaign were still on. The rally was the first in a nationwide series of events aimed at thanking his supporters and reiterating his promises to them. But, as VOA's Greg Flakus reports from Cincinnati, Trump also acknowledged the fact that the American people are deeply divided over his election victory and what it may portend.
The rally came on the heels of the carrier company's decision not to transfer close to 1,000 jobs to a plant in Mexico after Trump met with company officials. That drew praise from Trump voter Heidi Morris.
He has the skill from his business background to sit down with a group of people who are business-minded and work out a deal.
But a few dozen people with a more critical view of Trump were on hand outside the venue, representing the half of the population who do not view him favorably. He addressed the nation's deep divide in his speech.
We are going to bring our country together, all of our country. We're going to find common ground. And we will get the job done.
Greg Flakus, VOA News, Cincinnati, Ohio.
President-elect Trump also announced his pick for Secretary of Defense at the rally, retired U.S. Marine General James Mad Dog Mattis. Speaking during his annual State of the Union address, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is ready to cooperate with the Trump administration, adding it is important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. During the presidential campaign, Mr. Trump praised Putin's leadership. This is VOA News. South Korea and Japan have imposed unilateral sanctions on their nuclear-armed neighbor, North Korea. The announcement of the sanctions on Friday followed Pyongyang's promise to retaliate against new UN sanctions imposed earlier this week. South Korea and Japan already had sanctions in place against North Korea. The new sanctions, however, are largely symbolic, as trade and exchange between the North and its two neighbors are largely non-existent because of the sanctions that are in place already. South Korea's National Assembly announced today the vote to impeach President Park Geun-hye has been postponed until December 9th. For the first time in South Korean history, prosecutors named the sitting president as a subject in a criminal investigation. They claim Park was involved in illicit acts allegedly committed by her influential friend Choi Soon-sil to force major Korean conglomerates to donate more than $65 million to two foundations. French President François Hollande has announced he does not plan to run for a second term, which would make him the first French incumbent in years to step down without running for re-election.
Je ne peux.
Hollande said he could not allow his already deeply divided leftist ranks to explode by running. That would end all hope for victory in next spring's elections, paving the way for a conservative win. Hollande's popularity has sunk to a new low, down to 4% last month. The U.S. Senate gave Congress's final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran that lawmakers of both political parties says is critical to enforcing the international nuclear accord with Tehran. Enacted two decades ago, the sanctions were meant to address long-standing U.S. concerns, such as Iran's support for international terrorism. Partially lifted under the nuclear accord implemented last year, lawmakers said sanctions should be kept at the ready. President Obama on Thursday night marked his final time to light the national Christmas tree.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Mr. Obama offered a wish that Americans will care for the sick, the hungry, and the downtrodden this holiday season and treat one another as they would want to be treated. The president said the message rounds out his family's Christian faith and that of Americans of all backgrounds. Mr. Obama reflected on his 8 years in office and said the U.S. is a country that has come back from economic crisis, wars, and national tragedies. The lighting ceremony tradition began in 1923 and takes place in President's Park, just south of the White House. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.